Right now on VFN TV, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel comes to America. He's welcomed by President Donald Trump of America. It's an amazing thing. And compared to Cyrus, Lord Belfar, President Trump, right? President Truman, I mean, and President Trump. All this is so much more. Even greeted him with a kiss right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes into America and is welcomed with open arms, welcomed by President Donald Trump in America. America is such good friends with Israel. Now, it's amazing. The previous administration were not good friends, worked against Israel, and even removed the acknowledgement of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel off the website. The Democratic National Convention voted it out, even booed God, voted God out three times on their platform. But guess what? We have a president now who's friends with friends of Israel, friends of the church, friends of the Declaration of, I mean, just great things are taking place in America. Well, this is so, so powerful. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos. And we're going to see firsthand, John, as we see the, it's just, if you remember how it was, and it's difficult to, sometimes people don't remember too far back, but just a couple moments ago.
We remember.
We were on the air constantly.
Yes, we were. There were some tough days, but this, what makes what's happening today all the much more better. When you look at this president making such amazing decisions and taking these bold stands for Israel, there's a lot of hope these days.
Well, do you remember when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was here and we don't probably have time for those, that visual, the
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. Do we have time for Angry Birds?
We probably don't.
But you got to see that.
Bring us up to speed with that.
But just every time President Obama, former President Obama, was looking at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was angry. It was scowling at him. At one time, he even poked him in the chest in the Oval Office.
Why is this important? This is important not just because
it's
not anything. It's Israel.
Let me tell you about this. You might not know this. Jesus Christ was born in Israel. Jesus Christ is going to return to earth, and his feet are going to land on the Mount of Olives right there in Israel towards the Eastern Gate. This is a very significant, it's not about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, it's about what he represents and what God is doing in the earth. And our president is embracing, as a matter of fact, I want you to see this. This is President Trump welcoming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and there's so many good things, but first I want you just to see this take place. Take a look.
It's my honor to welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu to the White House. He's a very special man. He's done a great job. I want to begin by expressing our condolences to the Prime Minister and the people of Israel for the horrific Hamas rocket attack on Israeli homes this morning, which wounded 7 civilians at least, including numerous children. Our prayers are with our friends in Israel as they carry out an incredible way of life in the face of great terror. The United States recognizes Israel's absolute right to defend itself. The despicable attack this morning demonstrates the significant security challenges that Israel faces every single day. And today I am taking historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself and really to have a very powerful, very strong national security, which they're entitled to have. In a moment, I will sign a presidential proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereign right over the Golan Heights. The State of Israel took control of the Golan Heights in 1967 to safeguard its security from external threats. Today, aggressive action by Iran and terrorist groups in southern Syria, including Hezbollah, continue to make the Golan Heights a potential launching ground for attacks against Israel, very violent attacks. Any possible future peace agreement must account for Israel's need to defend itself from Syria, Iran, and other regional threats. We do not want to see another attack like the one suffered this morning north of Tel Aviv. In our meeting today, the Prime Minister and I will discuss these dangers as well as several mutual priorities in the Middle East and beyond. We'll be discussing other subjects also, including trade, but we will mostly be discussing this defense and perhaps offense. Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger. You read things, you hear things. It's never been stronger. Just remember that. People talk, but it's only talk. Our relationship is powerful. At this moment, the American embassy stands proudly in Jerusalem, the capital the Jewish people have established, and they've wanted the embassy for many, many years, for many decades, and frankly, through many presidents. And we got it done. Not only did we get it done, we also got it built at a slight cost saving, like about $1 billion cost saving. And I want to thank Ambassador David Friedman for the job he's done, and Jason Greenblatt, and Jared, and everybody. They worked so hard together, so I want to thank you all. Thank you very much, Ambassador. You enjoying it? And you love Israel?
And America.
Good. And America. I was waiting for him to say that. We have defeated the caliphate in Syria. We have withdrawn from the horrible Iran nuclear deal and imposed the toughest ever sanctions, and these are by far the toughest ever on the Iranian regime. It's having a big effect. Iran is not the same country that it was when I took office. The day I took office, we had threats all over the Middle East and beyond. Iran is a much different place right now than it was. As I said during my State of the Union address, we will not avert our eyes from the dictatorship that chants death to America, death to Israel, and calls for genocide against the Jewish people. We won't let them even consider that. We will confront the poison of anti-Semitism through both our words and, maybe even more importantly, our actions. In the last century, humanity witnessed the horrific consequences of anti-Semitism and a world without a Jewish homeland. In the wake of those unthinkable horrors, the Jewish people built a mighty nation in the Holy Land, something very, very powerful, something very special and important. Today, Israel demonstrates that incredible possibilities when strong, sovereign, and independent nations chart their own destinies. There can be no better example of greatness than what Israel has done, starting from such a small speck of sand. Israel is an inspiration, a trusted ally, and a cherished friend. The United States will always stand by its side. I'd like to now invite Prime Minister Netanyahu to say a few words. And Bibi and I have known each other for a long time. He's another one who truly, truly loves Israel. I think I can say he also loves the United States. So before I sign the presidential proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, I'd like to ask Prime Minister Netanyahu to say a few words. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
This is so powerful. We get back to hearing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in just a moment. This is so important. A friend of Israel is a friend of God. God calls Israel the apple of his eye, the creator of the universe, who had his son born in Israel, in Bethlehem, calls Israel the apple of his eye, who he doesn't slumber or sleep, continually looking over Israel. His great angel, Michael the Archangel, looks over Israel. And actually, the land is bigger than what it really is now. Mm-hmm. And when you see president of your country, the president of the United States of America, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine in Pakistan said, I wish that you would send your president here because he would actually bring peace to Pakistan.
That's amazing.
The president of the leader, prime minister of South Korea, introduced President Trump as the leader of the world. It's not necessarily Trump as much as America is a leader in the world and setting a pace and doing wonderful things. And having Israel as a friend
The Bible's clear. Yeah. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Have you noticed the blessing on America as of recent?
Yes.
It's the lowest unemployment rate for everyone.
Yes.
We've been talking about for blacks, for Hispanics, for Asians. I mean,
for women,
for veterans. This is amazing times.
For even the ones who hadn't graduated, didn't get a chance to graduate high school. It's the lowest.
We have more jobs today than we have people to fulfill them. And that's just one area that the nation is absolutely blessed. But we are living in some amazing historic times.
During the short period of time, over 4 million jobs have been added. We have over a million people were able to no longer have to receive subsidies for their food. What you call in America, we call it food stamps or SNAP. Which means they have income now. People are able to get their houses. It's just such a huge blessing. It's never been like this before. Our military is being strengthened, which means peace stability is coming in. We're able to stand in and be there for Israel.
We're able to actually protect our borders and fund the building of walls and protection.
As a matter of fact, this week, the veto didn't get overturned when the president vetoed, when Congress, who actually voted for funding for the building the wall, started to not fund it. Well, they went ahead and got to fund over $9 billion, which is really good because people who want to come to America, we want everybody who loves America, who loves America's Constitution and our values to come.
Please come.
Just come through the door, you know, come through the right way and come on in. We need a lot of people here that have skills that can work and be a part of the blessing that's going on, you know?
Absolutely. And continue to make America great, you know?
Yeah.
And what we're seeing right now is just a beautiful relationship because as we actually talked about earlier, the relationship of the United States and previous administration was not that great with Israel.
When
you had the leader of the United States poking the prime minister in his chest and trying to even affect the election of Prime Minister Netanyahu in his last election. Now he's running for re-election, so he needs your prayers. Continue to pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for this current election.
Yes, because they're actually under attack. The election is coming up in April. Pray for the peace of Israel, and God will bless you. Comment below. We want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And also go to iTunes Store and rate our podcast. We're come over broadcast, cable, online, YouTube, but we also have the podcast. We've got some beautiful things coming up, a new set, new direction, but rate our podcast. And that's the way you can reach the world, because if you rate it, like give it a 5 or a 4, make some comments, it causes it to be sent out to more people around the world. Imagine this, if you get to heaven and it says, because you rated that podcast, 10,000 people got to hear it and maybe 1,000 of them got saved. Imagine that. It would be so powerful. Go to iTunes Store, look for the rate. Look for our podcast, type in VFNKBTV, VFNKB, VFNTV. It'll come up, and you can just rate our podcast. It's just a simple way to be able to spread the word. John, what's next?
Join us when we get right back from this break, as we're going to hear from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he addresses our nation, the United States, President Trump, and the wonderful things he has to say about this president. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us when we get right back.
Right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking, what you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, your actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this, and you should do this, and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. You should. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at VFNKB.com. That's VFNKB.com. Get your free copy today.
Bob Crosterosa, who is the Senior Vice President of Marketing at Juno Beach, said, John, talk about execution. Well, we all know the person who says, ready, aim. Hey, pull the trigger. Do something. Execution means that you do more than think. You do more than plan. You take the plans that you've thought of and you initiate. You get it started. The greatest gap between successful and unsuccessful people is the gap between knowing and doing. A lot of people know what to do. They just don't do it. You know, the old Nike thing, just do it. Here's what I've discovered. People that just do it are a lot more successful than people who think about doing it. I've never made any money on an idea that I thought that I didn't implement. I've never made a difference in a person's life of who I thought maybe I should encourage, but I decided not to encourage them. It's always the execution of the plan that brings the fruitfulness for the plan. So no more ready, aim, 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 aim. It's ready, aim, fire, execute. It's the first step to fruitfulness in your life.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to speak at the White House as President Trump just introduced him. And he even greets him, greets the president, President Trump, with a kiss on his right cheek. Why? Because we are a friend of Israel. Listen to him. He compares him to Cyrus, Lord Balfour, and also President Harry Truman. Let's go.
Mr. President, our dear friend Donald, you have shown consistently incredible support for Israel, for our right to self-defense. When we exercise that self-defense, you have never flinched. You've always been there, including today, and I thank you. Yesterday, a rocket was fired from Gaza, deep inside Israel. It hit a home north of Tel Aviv. It wounded 7, including 2 small children. And miraculously, no one was hurt. No one was killed. Israel will not tolerate this. I will not tolerate this. And as we speak, as I told you, Mr. President, just now, Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression. I have a simple message to Israel's enemies. We will do whatever we must do to defend our people and defend our state. After this meeting, I will return home ahead of schedule to lead the people of Israel and the soldiers of Israel. But before I go, Mr. President, it was so kind of you to invite me to come here. It was so important for me to come here to the White House and to thank you. Mr. President, over the years, Israel has been blessed to have many friends who sat in the Oval Office. But Israel has never had a better friend than you. You show this time and again. You show this when you withdrew from the disastrous nuclear deal with Iran. I remember in one of our first meetings, you said, "This is a horrible deal. I will leave it." You said it. You did it. You showed it when you restored sanctions against a genocidal regime that seeks to destroy the one and only Jewish state. You said, "I will restore those sanctions." You said it, and you did it. You showed that when you recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved the American embassy there and gave us a tremendous ambassador. You said it, you did it. And you've showed it once again today, Mr. President, with your official proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, this is truly a historic day. For 2 decades, from 1948 to 1967, Syria rained deadly fire from the Golan Heights on Israel's citizens below. A generation of Israeli children lived in constant danger. And then, in 2 glorious days, in June 1967, the brave soldiers of Israel scaled those daunting heights and liberated the Golan. This has profound meanings for all Israelis and for me personally. One of those brave soldiers was my brother, who was wounded in battle 3 hours before the end of the war. And a few years later, as an officer in a special unit, I led my soldier into a covert mission into Syria. And as we came back to the Golan, to Israel, we nearly froze to death in a blinding snowstorm. Well, as you can see, I'm still here. But at that point, in 1967, Israel seized the high ground, which has since proven invaluable to our defense, because in 1973, Syria launched a surprise attack against Israel, and those same Golan Heights proved to be, to enable us to absorb the initial attack. It was a horrific attack, and successfully counterattack the invading Syrian forces. Within 3 weeks, we were at the gates of Damascus. Outmanned, outgunned, our brave soldiers triumphed after one of the hardest-fought tank battles in our history. But while Israel won those two wars, we would have to wait nearly half a century until this moment here in this room to translate our military victory into a diplomatic victory. And that is why, Mr. President, your decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty on the Golan Heights is so historic. Your recognition is a twofold act of historic justice. Israel won the Golan Heights in a just war of self-defense, and the Jewish people's roots in the Golan go back thousands of years. In the long sweep of Jewish history, there have been a handful of proclamations by non-Jewish leaders on behalf of our people in our land. Cyrus the great Persian king, Lord Balfour, President Harry S. Truman, and President Donald J. Trump. And you, Mr. President, you've done it not once, but twice, with your bold proclamation on Jerusalem and with your bold proclamation today on the Golan. Your proclamation comes at a time when the Golan is more important than ever for our security, when Iran is trying to establish bases in Syria to strike at Israel. From across the border in Syria, Iran has launched drones into our airspace, missiles into our territory. Mr. President, just as Israel stood tall in 1967, just as it stood tall in 1973, Israel stands tall today. We hold the high ground, and we shall never give it up. Mr. President, we have a saying in Israel. I'll say it in Hebrew. It says, Ha'am im ha-Golan. That means the people are with the Golan. But thanks to you, we now know that there are two peoples who stand with the Golan, the people of Israel and the people of America. So on behalf of all the people of Israel, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your friendship. And thank you for all you have done to make the alliance between America and Israel stronger and greater than ever. Thank you, Mr. President.
Powerful. Oh, my goodness. You're looking at friends. So good.
This is beautiful.
We went through 8 years. As a matter of fact, now this is President Trump going to go sign. This is so important. Now, if you've been to Israel, you've been up around the Golan Heights area, there's bullet hole buildings and everything else that they had to fight for. He talks about those cliffs they had to scale to be able to, I mean, it's really there.
If Syria's so high, I mean, if that territory was given to Syria, they could actually shoot rockets right into Israel without invading it.
As a matter of fact, let's go now. This is him signing and talking about the Golan Heights, or declaring it, it belongs to Israel. Check it out.
In the making, should have taken place many decades ago. Maybe you can give this to the people in this room.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I have to tell you that I brought you a case of the finest wine from the Brunei. I understand you're not a great wine drinker, but could I give it to your staff?
Yes.
And I hope they don't open an investigation on that.
That is so amazing. Do you see friends of Israel standing with Israel? And listen, the land of Israel, this is what God says. He says in the end that he will go into the valley of Jehoshaphat and he will judge the nations for what they did with the land of Israel, how they divided the land. Well, America is saying, we don't want to divide it. We're going to declare that land is yours, the Golan Heights. And so he said that you made history twice during your first term. What he's going to do in the second term?
I know, it's amazing.
And then two terms of the prophecy by Kat, what her name was?
Kern.
Kat Kern, was that you'll have 2 years of President Trump and then 2 years of President Pence. Trump, Pence, Trump, Pence. You think about that. And you know, you talk about the seven seals that are broken off the title deed to earth, you know, in the book of Revelation. The last seal releases the seven trumpets, right? And the last trumpet sounds like the church being taken away.
We're out of here.
And then all of a sudden you have the bowls of judgment being poured out. We're in the middle, potentially, the last moments of time on earth. Time's moving so fast, things are moving. There's a great wealth transfer coming for a large harvest of souls coming. If you haven't got the book yet, get the book. I Will Fight. It's 10 strategies to be able to position yourself for the coming wealth transfer, the whole reason why God wants you to be successful. You can go to vfnkb.com to be able to find out the details on getting your free copy of that. But these are very important days. Just celebrate. Understand this, that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Whoever curses Israel will be cursed. Isn't it interesting? We had a president who was against Israel. We suffered as a nation. Now we have a president that's for Israel. We're being blessed as a nation.
That's right.
You think we'd figure this out?
Hello?
That, hey, let's be the friend of Israel to the end.
Yes.
And it's so encouraging to see what's going on. Well, I would encourage you, if you haven't begun to pray for Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, no matter what you're seeing, I encourage you to pray. Understand that Israel is Israel. The Jews are the Jews, God's chosen people, that the Gentiles who become believers are grafted in to Jesus, the true vine, and the eyes are going to be open of the Jews to receive the Messiah, and we're all going to be one forever. Romans chapter 11, you can find out all the details right there. I want to pray with you before we go. Comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on this amazing moment. We've been praying for it, right? And also write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And don't forget, go to our podcast on iTunes to be able to rate it so we can give a shout out and spread it to the entire world. Father God, right now, I just pray a blessing over our audience, God. Bless their marriages, their children. Father God, for their children that have gone astray, that you would bring them back to you. We call back the prodigals, Father God. We call back churches that are trying to split up. God, we pray unity over that church, love and compassion, first love, God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God. Love others and lead others to do the same. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.